Now, we've heard a lot recently about redundancies in the construction sector, but the drying up of building projects in Ireland needn't necessarily spell doom for Irish companies. One man with a plan is Paul Quilligan of Quilligan Architects, whose bold aim is to get 60% of his work from overseas projects in the year ahead. His current target is the United Arab Emirates, from where Paul joins us now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Tell us about your mission in the Middle East.
Well, I'm here now at the moment in Ras Al Khaimah, which is the most northern emirate, near the Straits of Hormuz, for instance, and it's up above Dubai by about from here, Dublin to Belfast, let's say. And at the moment, we've planned a mission to call on the various companies here that deal with property. A lot of that is done through sort of what we might describe as semi-state businesses. And it's a matter of getting around to them, planning it in advance first, and having a meeting set up, and talking through what we're doing, what we're offering is concept design and master planning.
And have you landed any business deals?
We have. It's a softly approach. Gradually. I mean, this morning I went into a very big company, which again is partly state, and they're very interested in setting up a relationship with ourselves in Dublin, which would mean master planning and concept design. And the work is incredible out here. There's so much of it.
And have you much overseas business already?
Well, yes. I mean, we've been working for the last 15 months or so in Romania and in Greece, and we did something in the United States as well recently. So generally, we've been trying to broaden our design opportunities and broaden our design canvas and the business generally through from about September 07.
And tell me, when you use the expression concept design, what do you mean?
Well, it's the starter, first 10%, let's say, of the architectural process. So it's the initiating of design. So if you have a site, for instance, and we'll be able to tell you what you can get on it and what does it look like. And we return then with you, say, in a fortnight's time with a 3D model and a walkthrough of that particular. So you'd brief us and then we'd go away and look at it and set it up in the computer, design it, initiate it, and then come back with a 3D model and a walkthrough of the scheme. So it concentrates people's minds and they tend to, you know, it kicks off projects.
And tell me, is this a must for you because things are so bad here at home?
Well, it wasn't a must when we started out, but I think, you know, these things are good in their own way. It gets you to sort of look wider. And there's no doubt, I mean, architectural discipline can be talked about and literally done anywhere. And a lot of this, of course, can be done now at the desk in Camden Street where we are. And sent emailed once the job is done, it could be emailed off to, you know, anywhere really. That's where we would have done that in Romania and just the recent competition we did in the States.
The wonders of technology. And tell us, have you any advice for others looking to the Middle East for business, not necessarily just architects? I know you were part of the trade mission led earlier this week by Mary Coughlin.
Yes, we were part certainly of the Enterprise Ireland trade mission, which I was here for 4 days on, and then I went on up to Ras Al Khaimah and then over to Oman. But the thing to do, is Enterprise Ireland will take you on if you've got a sort of an idea that they can get to grips with. So the first step then is to examine what your product is and trying to make something maybe unique or special out of it, or something that is different from anybody else's product, if you know what I mean. And then you do some research on the internet, try and get something together that you know the business a little bit more, see what's on the ground there. Then you follow up those steps, the initial contacts. Then if you can do it, speak to them personally. That's important before you ever go. And then you go on a mission, which is visiting the country, let's say, and you have an itinerary then to meet various people. We've had as many as 4 meetings a day, and you know, for a whole week in places. And then you sort of give a laptop presentation, and then when you come back, you sort of service these the contacts by keeping in touch with them, and you probably will get initial sort of, you know, more contacts out of that initially. You'll get further referrals and so on like that, because people are generally quite helpful. And then you look out for partners, things like that in the market.
And keep your fingers crossed, I suppose, that deal is landed. Paul Quilligan, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but good luck with your business dealings in the Middle East, and thank you for joining us. That was Paul Quilligan of Quilligan Architects.